Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking once again with Nextech AR Solutions. Stock symbol is NEXCF, over the counter NTAR on the Canadian Exchange. And of course, Nextech is one of our next Super Stock conference presenters. This stock is up substantially since last week, so hopefully everybody had a chance to view that presentation last Wednesday. Evan, welcome.
How are you, Jack?
I am well. I'm sure you're doing even better today.
Yep. I mean, the stock continues to hit new highs. I think we're trading over 700,000 shares today in Canada and over a half a million shares in the U.S. today. So, yeah, today's a great day for all the Nextech shareholders.
So, today what I'd really like to focus on is your announcement about getting into the VR space. But I think one of the key questions, I mean, I think this is probably the first question that any investor or any of your shareholders are going to ask is, what is, why is the stock up, 90%, over 90%, on huge volume in the past week? Like right after you presented at our conference, the stock like exploded. I mean, I know we have a decent following, but I've actually never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, even to me. I'm impressed with the move, and I've seen plenty of big moves in my 30-year career on Wall Street, taking companies public, et cetera. My feeling is that Nextech sits as the only pure play investment for investors in the multi-trillion-dollar, multi-decade mega trend, which is spatial computing and the world of AR and VR. And so we just have a very unique value proposition for investors that they just can't get anywhere else. There is no other pure play investment. I mean, sure, you can buy Apple, you can buy Google, but those are trillion-dollar companies that have plenty of other businesses going on. The only thing that Nextech has going on is AR and VR. And so I think that's resonating with a lot of investors because, again, it's a multi-trillion-dollar, multi-decade mega trend, and we have a first-mover advantage. So it's just a unique situation that's creating a really, really positive environment for Nextech and all of Nextech shareholders.
It's interesting. Now you trade on the CSE, and of course that's where, like, I guess 90% of all the cannabis stocks are trading. And that was one of the big, investment themes in the past couple of years. We've had, massive moves there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
think
I
now,
mean,
are you the only, like, how many? I'm not familiar actually on the CSE. Do they have, how many like tech stocks do they have there? Like, I guess where I'm going is like, what's, it seems to me like, is this an emerging theme? Like what all of a sudden is causing this? I mean, is this going to be like one of these next massive, cannabis stock type of moves to the upside?
I believe so. In fact, I predicted that 2 years ago. Before Nextech, I was at a cannabis company, and which I brought into seed capital back in 1995, 96 time frame, and investors saw almost 40x on their investment in 18 months. And I wasn't the only one that had that type of return. There were plenty of cannabis companies, from Aurora to Canopy, to lots of the smaller ones. They all went parabolic. And so when you look at that industry, the bubble burst. And it is what it is. But when you look at Nextech and you look at the augmented reality and virtual reality industry, it's literally the first inning, Jack. It's just the first inning. That means we have eight more innings to go. That means, we as a company are just getting started. Our stock is just getting started. We're just getting noticed. That's really the story here, is that there's an enormous upside. And my goal is to build $1 billion public company, $1 billion market cap. And so, you know, we're only on first base, even with this massive move.
So, you know, we had some pretty good Q&A, you know, after your presentation. And again, I invite anybody listening to this, they could, you know, go to our site, check out the Next Tech presentation. It's the Next Super Stock presentation. It's also up on YouTube. Just you can look up NEXCF, Next Super Stock. In terms of, you also presented at, was it the Alpha North Institutional Conference, I think a few days after that, right? I think it was last Friday or the weekend. Okay. What are some of the questions, like what kind of feedback or like what kind of questions do you get from like institutional players? I mean, I think you had some meetings with some funds out there. Like what are these guys asking you?
First of all, it was a great conference. It was down in the Bahamas. So, you know, it was nice weather. Everybody was in good spirits. But the main takeaway for me was that everybody there that we met with, and we met with, you know, 20 different, you know, groups of fund managers and high net worth investors and brokers, they all were impressed with everything we've accomplished in such a short amount of time. They were super impressed with our revenue growth, super impressed with our technology. Most of them had never seen anything like it before. And it really was gratifying and how positive they were on everything we were doing. You know, they were primarily focusing in, I guess, on our ability to generate revenue and our ability to project 20 million in 2020. So everybody was just very impressed, honestly. There wasn't anything that came up other than, you know, we did talk a little bit about uplisting, but, you know, I asked them, being on the CSE, does that prevent them from buying our stock? And 90% of them said no, that they can buy on the CSE or the OTC QB in the U.S. So there was no roadblocks to them participating and buying. And I think some of them must have bought because, you know, Monday we traded, I think, another 700,000 shares. So somebody's doing the buying, Jack.
I think, what is it? Today is Wednesday. And I think we've had basically in the last 7 days, every day has closed positive, if I'm correct. I mean, it's...
I think we had one down day, but the trend has certainly been up. And, you know, I don't like to focus on daily moves because I don't think that's really the story here. The real story here is that I started out, founded this company, and got listed at 25 cents a share Canadian back in October 31st of 2018. And here we are, January 22nd, you know, 2020, and the stock's $3. So, you know, that's a 12 bagger in, you know, less than 18 months as a public company. And I think that just speaks volumes about the opportunity and the appetite for our stock. So I think that's, you know, the bigger story, that, you know, it took a while, but the returns have been pretty dramatic.
So let's talk about the next step for Next Tech. Today's announcement, I think, got a lot of people's attention. You're getting into the VR space. So can you talk about exactly what Next Tech is going to be doing, and you know, what are the opportunities that you see in this area?
Sure. So, you know, think of V-commerce as the twin brother to AR and e-commerce. And so it's virtual stores. Where you walk into a retail store, you put on a pair of Oculus Rift goggles, and you're fully immersed now in the product offerings of the store in a way that you just can't experience, you know, nobody's ever actually done before. Where, you know, so imagine you're shopping for a dishwasher. You know, everybody wants to hear, you know, how loud is the dishwasher? You know, how does it work? And so imagine you put on the goggles, the dishwasher that you were just looking at on the floor is now on, and there's a virtual assistant who's actually showing you how the dishwasher works. You're able to interact and ask questions. All wearing virtual reality. You know, then you pivot over to the coffee machine. The same thing happens. You know, it gets demoed for you. But, you know, none of this could happen in the real world. In the virtual world, anything's possible. You know, you could literally be in a car showroom and or test drive a car virtually from home. I mean, you don't even have to go into the store. So this whole idea of this virtual V-commerce retail environment, this 3D world where it's fully immersive, is very, very appealing to us. And we think that it's, you know, very it's very much in line with our existing business, which is turning 2D objects into 3D objects using our ARitize platform and then publishing it on the web. And we're going to do the same thing using virtual reality. And we're also going to likely open up our own storefront to prove the tech out and really have a sandbox to play in, because, you know, nothing's really more valuable to a company than being able to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. And we intend to do that with VRitize as well as what we've been doing with ARitize.
And you've definitely done that in sort of in your, you know, the e-commerce business. You actually are, you know, sort of showing how the technology works with, like with the vacuum cleaner side of that
yep.
business.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I find kind of interesting is essentially it seems like your technology is really, you know, the bottom line is they help companies, you know, sell more, get less return. So that's on the e-commerce side. I mean, it really is a game changer. I think anybody who sees the demo videos, like from the presentation and on your site, they'll get it instantly. I mean, it really it's a big deal. But now it looks like you're kind of doing that also with traditional, you know, bricks and mortar, you know, retailers who, one is they're at this stage of the game, I think, as everybody knows, is they're really desperate to get people into their stores and also to maximize that, you know, the floor space. I mean, you know, retail space is expensive. I mean, it's, you know, on you know, I think it, parts of the city, it's like $1,000 a foot per year.
Yeah.
Rents,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so they need to maximize the space. And if they can have setups with these VR goggles they could expand their product offerings, sell more in less space, and also obviously, you know, improve their own, you know, the existing stuff that they have on the shelf. So it really could, you know, boost their sales. I mean, that's what I'm kind of taking away.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head, Jack. So, you know, you could shrink a 4,000 square foot store down to 1,000 square feet, just set up VR stations inside the store. You don't even need to have any real inventory. Maybe you have one demo product just so people see that it's real. And then you put them into this virtual reality V-commerce world that we are going to create for them. And they're shopping in VR. And, you know, the next thing is they get a delivery the next day. And so it's a game changer. And we think that the retail industry is ready for this technology. In fact, it's being tested in limited ways and limited markets. I was talking to somebody today, and they said that they had a VR experience at Macy's, and you know that it was incredible. And so there's small tests going on here and there with V-commerce and VR and in retail. And I think, you know, again, we're just at the beginning of the fourth transformation, where technology is really starting to take over the whole retail customer journey. And Nextech has positioned itself really at the intersection of this transformation, which is really the entire multi-trillion-dollar retail ecosystem. And we have the first end-to-end solution for both e-commerce and v-commerce, which is really, really valuable.
So kind of let's kind of drill down into into some numbers here. Like, first of all, how exactly, how are you gonna be, what's the business model? Like, what's the for the VR, what are, are you selling a
So,
service, a product? Like, how do you monetize, and what's the upside?
that's a good question. I'm not going to get into the granular but aspect of that, but in general, what we're creating is v-commerce in a box. So we're going to give you a store in a box. You'll get the headsets. We'll supply the software, the back end, all the 3D models. The content creation is really where Nextech shines, turning all the products from 2D into 3D. And then, we'll have an app, and the retail stores will pay us a monthly subscription. So there'll be a SaaS model. So it'll be like another, instead of them paying for 4,000 square feet of rent, they're only paying for 1,000 square feet of rent. So they're saving a ton of money there, but they'll have to pay us, say, the equivalent of 1,000 square feet of rent per month for our platform. So, they'll have, let's say, a 50% savings in their monthly rent, and they'll have this whole VR, e-commerce capability. That's the concept. That's really the model. And the first thing we're going to do, Jack, as I said earlier, is we're going to walk the walk, meaning we're going to open up a e-commerce store with a major brand, have the VR headset, and go through the whole process, measure the results, and then create this e-commerce in a box that we're going to sell throughout the entire retail ecosystem.
I think one of the buzzwords we're hearing now is immersive experiences. So I think everybody's looking, or that's what people are looking to get into, these immersive experiences. Essentially, is that's what you're essentially giving retailers, is the option to create that sort of immersive experience for their customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, just as a side note, we talk about alignment. I mean, I'm totally aligned with all the shareholders at Nextech. Myself, as well as Paul Duffy, the president, as well as Kashif Malik, the CFO, we're all aligned in a way that should give investors some comfort, meaning we take 100% of our pay in Nextech stock. So we're not getting paid cash, we're getting paid stock. We're investors just like everybody else who's buying stock in the open market. So just wanted to kind of get that in. Other than that, Jack, I think we're good.
Excellent, excellent. One last question. What do you see, who are the typical customers you're gonna target for the v-commerce?
Primarily the brands, the big brands, so think of Miele, think of GE, think of Sub-Zero, Wolf, these are all appliance manufacturers. Think of Gucci. The list goes
It
on and
could be
on. I mean,
anybody, pretty much.
all the big brands.
Okay. It's interesting. There's a I don't know if you've seen this or you heard about this. There's a guy who opened up a showroom, a jet showroom in London. I think he's right across from the Hilton, like right at Hyde Park. He basically built out. I mean, it's he's on the space. He's I guess he sells. I think he's a broker of Gulfstream jets. So he basically sells private jets. And he has a showroom set up. You walk in there, and it's like you're inside the cabin of a private jet. Now that thing must have cost them, millions of dollars to build that out. Would he be able to duplicate that experience with your VCommerce? Maybe he could do this, do captures with different jet interiors that he's selling, so somebody sits down, puts on these goggles, and they see what it's like.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, that's exactly what the virtual reality VCommerce will do. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So, Evan, let's kind of wrap up. I know we're going to have you back next month in February for the next Superstock conference, the next follow-up.
Yep.
There could be maybe hopefully a big move in the stock after that presentation. So,
You never know, Jack.
exactly. So, on that note, Evan, I want to thank you for your time and look forward to hearing more from you in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks again, Jack. And you know what I'm thinking? Maybe I'm going to turn you into a hologram and we're going to have a virtual investor conference. What do you think of that, Jack?
This, look, we're always looking for new ways of connecting investors and companies. That sounds great.
All right, Jack. Have a great day.
You too.